Oh, I do have to mention a text that came in from our friend Betty. She said, "Hey, people! Enjoy your weekend."
You know, we got that from 8992 similarly. Good morning. I hope you guys have a good day. I think we will.
Oh, yeah. No, good days all around. Uh-huh. Good days.
Good days. I do have a meeting later on about Party in the Park. Oh, super excited about that.
It's going to be here before you know it, although I don't want to rush.
I don't either, but just a little looking ahead. It's so crazy how many meetings that I've had in the past, I'd say 48 hours, about June events.
Yeah. Yeah, June's going to be a full month.
Oh, it's going to be here before you know it. But yeah, Party in the Park will be the last weekend in June.
I did want to mention this early, although we'll forget. So
early,
please,
and often.
Yes. Please resend this on Tuesday. 1885 said, "I will be 52 next Tuesday. Good, everyone." And TGIF, remind us next Tuesday. We'll make sure to sing you your birthday song. It'll only take us 2 seconds.
Definitely. Michelle, good, everyone. It's Friday. Yes. Okay. Here's what was in my algorithm. It's a bath pillow, and not the really uncomfortable ones that are in the hot tubs that are plastic. I'm talking like an actual pillow.
Like down?
It looked real soft like that.
How do you wring that thing out? Or is it some sort of covering over it like a plastic so that you don't have to wring it out?
I assume. I don't know what kind of sorcery they were trying to sell me, but I don't need a pillow in the bathtub. I don't need to be Whitney Houston. If I fall asleep, there you go. There's a 10-year-old joke for you.
Dead, maybe I'm older.
Oh,
but I can still get you a gravy boat.
Oh my God. Wait, when did Whitney die?
The gravy boat joke always comes up because for those that don't know or didn't remember, oddly, one of the things found in the bathtub after she had passed was a gravy boat.
Yes. I don't need to get all sleepy.
No.
And just, by the way, you're right. More than 10 years. She died 12 years ago.
Oh my God.
Giussano probably doesn't even remember. Giussano, come here for a second. I just want to see, because you know how like we'll have those things that we remember. Okay. That's a great example. The OJ chase was one of the first memories of a big story I have as a kid. Giussano, do you remember Whitney Houston dying? Do you remember that story? Like, what was the first big story that you remember as a kid? Mine was the OJ Bronco chase. You weren't even a thought. So do you remember the first big news story when you were a kid that was like, oh, this really stood out?
I think it was the Sandy Hook shooting. Wasn't that 2014?
Oh, yeah, that might have been. By the way, you would have been 7 when Whitney Houston died.
So you
just did the math.
You don't remember. Oh my gosh, you don't remember Whitney Houston dying?
No.
See, that's why I had to remind her of the gravy boat joke, because she was found in the tub with a gravy boat.
Interestingly enough, the Sandy Hook shooting took place the same year that Whitney Houston died.
You'd have been 7.
Yes.
Okay, now that you got me on this trend, you said your first was the OJ Bronco thing that you remember.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go back. I remember being a kid when Reagan was shot.
Oh, yeah.
This is the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mother being glued to the news because my mother was old enough to remember JFK being assassinated. Mm-hmm. So for a certain generation, it was like reliving itself, like, oh my God, this is happening again in my life. Like, two presidents could be killed in my lifetime. Rare, you know, because the last time the president
alive.
Was no, I wasn't alive for JFK. Jesus, I was born in 71. I wasn't born in 63.
The way you made it sound, it like you were alive for both. And I'm
mom was. She was old enough to remember. And like the last time that an assassination had happened was way back beginning the turn of the century. I want to say it was, God, it happened in
Abraham Lincoln.
It was Lincoln. And then there was one in Buffalo, and I'm trying to remember who the
I don't
heck
know.
It was. Either way, it didn't happen in Buffalo, but there was something connected to Buffalo. I can't remember
Teddy,
wasn't Teddy Roosevelt.
No. Kennedy. It was another Kennedy there was an assassination attempt, but it wasn't.
Well, that was Robert. But Robert. Either way, it was, for my mom, you know, it was, that's why the TV was on the whole time. She's like, oh my gosh, this is unfolding again. Mm-hmm. But then for me, the big stories I remember Chernobyl. I remember that vividly.
Was that a Chernobyl?
Chernobyl. That's the way we say it. Here in the southern
tier. The Twin Tears?
Yeah, that's right. The Chernobyl. Shut up. I vividly remember, and I was on the air for the Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, that was a big one for me, too.
Very much on the air.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So.
I mean, not a good one.
But
Whitney Houston died. Great one.
I remember Waco, Texas, 2483. I was actually on spring break in Daytona Beach when that happened.
I remember that one being a huge one, too. That's what another one of those. Those for me, also with the OJ thing, was that high up. Also, Princess Di.
Oh, I remember that. And I remember the Kennedy plane crash. I remember that. That was like a whole weekend thing. Oh, my God.
Wait, the Kennedy plane crash. You mean his son?
His son. Okay, yeah. Okay. So I remember two things. The Princess Diana thing, because it happened, I think, either on a weekend or whatever. It was wall to wall.
It did. I think on a Saturday.
Wall to wall news coverage on that. Same with the Kennedy plane crash around in the 90s. Those were both 90s stories.
Hold on. I'm gonna look this up for you.
I've gone through a lot of history. Oh, okay. Here's another one. 42-41. 9/11 was my first big memory. I was in kindergarten and we put it on the TV. For a lot of people, that's exactly it.
Okay, so Princess Di died on a Sunday, but I think it was in the early hours because I remember I was watching SNL and they broke in. So SNL.
Yeah, because they're hours ahead of us over there. So they're like 6 hours ahead.
And then what was the other one you said? Oh, JFK's son plane crash.
But that was a weekend too.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
But I want to see what weekend it was. So we just said August 31st, 1997. Remember that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then.
Well, you're right, 28, 25. They said your ages are showing. Now, mind you, I was a kid for some of this stuff. Like the Reagan thing, I was a little kid. I don't remember paying that much attention myself going, this is a big deal. I just remember my mom watching it wall to wall.
Okay, so now you had said about JFK's son in a plane crash. That was on July 16th, 1999. So it came 2 years after Princess died.
But it was wild that it was all in that same span. But I want to say that was a weekend too. And it was like, well, that just ate the weekend on television. Not that I'm trying to be insensitive. Right.
I need my SNL.
Yeah, right. But you know what I'm saying? Like it was those crazy stories. But
all from a pillow that came on my algorithm, well, a back pillow.
That's how it works.